this is my first podcast. My name is Jess Menitz, and I'm here for Fred Facade's podcast. Not sure what I'm going to call it yet, but we'll figure it out later, I guess. I'm here with my best friends, Emily Rasulo.
Hello, podcast.
Could you tell? I already know it, but like, tell me about yourself a little bit.
I'm a sophomore dual major in public relations and music industry. I'm from Buffalo, New York, and I'm a dancer. That's how I know Paige and Jess, who are here with me today.
And you have a cat named Princess
I have a cat Leia. Named Princess Leia. I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
I figured. Okay. Paige. And I'm here with my other best friend, Paige Thubka. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I am a junior English adolescent ed and psychology dual major. I'm from Alden, New York, which is basically Buffalo. Emily had a cool fact about a cat, but I don't have one. Well, that's not true. My roommate has a dog, so it's my dog. Her name's Charlotte. Thank you.
She's a cutie. She's huge. When Cass first got her, she was so tiny she could fit in your hand, and now she's taller than me, so... If that doesn't say anything about the linear progression of time, I don't know what will.
This is true. This is very true.
Okay, well, we're here to talk about Fredonia and the little things about it that I find beautiful. That's the whole point of my blogs. I'll go around and, like, I feel like a lot of people overlook, like, what this town has to offer and think of it, oh, it's a college town, oh, there's nothing to do. While that might be true, I do think, like, there are some, like, solid places that, like, we're gonna miss, like, once we're no longer here anymore every day. So I just wanted to know, like, each of you, whoever wants to go first, like, what place in Fredonia would you say is beautiful to you, and, like, why?
Like, beautiful?
Like, beautiful, or, like, something memorable that makes you feel, like, nostalgic, like you're gonna miss it one day?
Well, Fredonia is known for its large music community. I think I'm gonna miss, like, seeing all my best friends who get to share this really great experience with me every day. Like, I'm gonna miss seeing them. I'm gonna miss even seeing the ones that are leaving, like, next year, but, like, I'm gonna miss the small community aspect probably the most, just because it is such a small town and a small college that, like, you just run into your friends every day, and I don't know.
No, yeah, I definitely agree.
That part of it's really beautiful to me.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I love that I can walk around campus, and even though I don't know a lot of the people that walk by me, like, I've seen them before. Like, it's a familiar face. Yeah. I find as the year goes along, like... But, yeah, I definitely do agree with the music scene. I go to most of the shows at BJ's. That's another one of my favorites. I've taken a lot of pictures for the paper of those shows, but
yeah, just like, it's so cool that I was able to, like, find so many people that share the same passions as me here, and yeah. It almost seemed like meant to be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I, like, hate to think about, like, what would happen if I didn't go here, but it just seemed to work out perfectly.
Yeah.
What do you think, Paige?
Well, Emily covered a lot of it, because I agree with a lot of those things, but if I had to pick, like, a specific place, honestly, not to sound basic, but I really will miss Upper Crust, because whenever I'm, like, craving a very, like, hearty meal, I just go there, I get my crazy cheese with no tomato or onion, because I like things plain, and I get a big bowl of the tomato soup, and it's just, I don't know, there's something so, like, calming about that place, and I like that, especially once the weather's nice, like, I could walk there or, like, go to the farmer's market or go to something and then go get food. Or even if I didn't want to go there, there are plenty other places just within the area that I can go and just, you know, get a quick bite to eat and just support a local business. And I think that's what I love, you know, one of the things that I love the most, because I'm not, you know, there's obviously bigger places that we can go and eat, but I like being able to support local businesses.
We love to have our cute dinner moments.
Yes, cute dinner moments.
You definitely covered a lot of ground with that answer, Paige. Definitely love Upper Crust. I'm a huge fan. I love the remodeling that they did.
Oh, it's so
minimalist. We love that word.
She said minimalist. Okay, but yes, it's very minimalist. Easy on the eyes. Just, like, very photogenic. Easy,
excellent,
like,
paninis.
I agree. And pancake, Sunday pancake brunch.
They have brunch, I promise.
I have never done the pancakes.
I want to go. Not this weekend, but and not next weekend, but or not the weekend after that. But the weekend after that, we can definitely go.
We're booked for the rest of the year.
We're really booked for the rest.
Well, it's break, and I'm going to be gone this weekend.
Oh, forgot. I low-key don't want to go home for break because I live so far away, and it's just so inconvenient, like... I honestly, even though Fredonia gets mad annoying, like, I like a lot of aspects of it, including the food, like, Paige talked about. Like,
we have such great food.
You guys do!
How many times have you been to Buffalo and, like, like, did you not eat good?
I ate good.
Where'd you go?
I don't remember the name.
Oh, man.
I can tell you
later if I go on my Insta, taking pics.
Right.
Because that might be some good content for the blog.
If we go on a mission.
Buffalo has such good local food. I swear by it.
Yeah.
So what other places in Fredonia would be like your top two places to eat? Other than Upper Crust, because Paige already mentioned it.
Oh, I love the Upper Crust. I love EBC.
They're really good.
I always go there, like, when my parents come up.
EBC's good. I like Don't Miss Fair for a nice, like, little breakfast.
I've never been there.
I went once, so, like, I can't really tell you much aside from the one time that I went, but it was so good.
I do want to try Aloe Vera's.
Yeah, we drove past that today.
Yes. It's not really Fredonia, but I think we can all agree that we love a good Azteca moment.
Yes, I was just
basically Fredonia, like, Fredonia Dunker.
Yeah, this constitutes, like, Fred Dunker.
It's the, like, whole community, because...
Yeah.
I mean, we call it the Fredonia Walmart.
Right. Yeah.
So,
for me, I definitely say Yokoso.
That's last.
Oh, I just had Yokoso, and it was so good.
That was good.
We all went for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We were all there. Jeez.
We all went
that yum-yum sauce.
We all went yum. For so Emily's good. Birthday, and we feasted. We sat at the hibachi table, and it was a moment. If I'm going to speak like Paige, it was a moment.
It was a nice dinner moment.
Everything's a moment, I'm going to be honest.
So, what do you think is the best spot to take photos in Fredonia? Because a lot of what my blog deals with is visuals and, like, visual beauty as well as, like, nostalgic beauty. So, like, what else would you say is, like...
Take photos?
Even if you haven't done it, like, where do you think would be, like, a cute photo opportunity?
I honestly think, like, this campus is a cool photo op because the architecture is so unique and...
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Right, and, like, it is, like, the same architect who designed the Louvre, I guess, like...
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. Look it up.
I'm gonna look it up.
Bro, I did not know that.
I don't know, but, like, I remember when I first visited, even, like, my parents were telling me about, like, the architecture of this campus and how it's, like, really unique and just, like, significant, I guess. So, I like taking pictures around this campus, personally.
Me too. No, I've taken lots of photos around campus, like, whether it be for the paper, like, just for fun.
Right.
Like, there's just so many, like, hidden Easter eggs, like, that I just find and, like, just take pics. So I guess, yeah, I agree with Emily's answer. But I'd also say the creek, and I know that's not why a lot of people go to the creek.
I've only been to the creek, like, once during daytime, so
yes,
maybe...
it's so beautiful during the daytime. Like, I remember when I was a freshman and I was still exploring, like, the area, me and my roommate Elisa, we went. It's just discovered that the guy who designed the Louvre designed this campus.
I am Pei,
she guessed. That's so cool.
It is cool.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, because that's... Okay, I was talking about the creek and how beautiful it is during the daytime. Just,
yes.
Like, the nature, the fresh air,
yeah.
the water. Like, it's so cute to just, like... I've, like, done homework there. Like, obviously, you can't bring a computer, but you can bring a notebook and a pen or something to read.
It's just cool that, like, we have that. Because,
right,
like,
yeah.
You walk around the town and you're like, oh, it's not really, like, nature-y or, like, woodsy necessarily, but...
Yeah.
That one little part of it is, like... A walk into nature, if you will.
No, you're right. I gotta get there more often.
Yeah,
literally. When it gets a little warmer, it'll be so nice.
I know, I wanna go take pics, because I don't really go to the creek ever.
I went with Elisa. We went our freshman year, I was saying, to explore, like, more of Fredonia, mm-hmm. And I took, like, we took a bunch of photos of each other. I actually, like, took a bunch of photos of her, and she still uses those for all of her professional accounts and
really?
Like, yeah, like for her headshots and stuff, like she'll aww. Use that picture. So it's like cute, like
cute.
That I was able to do that for someone, like even though like it was just like, oh, being yeah. dumb, taking photos to create, like she still used it for something.
Right.
So what would you say is like a cute like photo space?
I don't really, I admittedly don't take as many pictures as I would like to, but I feel like going downtown, like, by the gazebo and, like, the water fountain area, like, if you're at the right time of day, I feel like those could be cute spots.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially at the right, actually, any weather, I guess, because you could make a cute, like, winter scene or do, like,
yeah.
a well, nice sunshiny moment.
Too. If there's, like, fresh snow on the ground.
Yeah, that'd be so pretty.
Yeah. Guys, I think we covered what we needed to cover for our very first podcast.
I loved
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come again.
Yeah, you will.
You guys
will.
Should be on my radio show.
We should do a radio show.
Yep, the Radiothon is, like, within the next month, and it's, like, you're on air 24 hours, so maybe we can have a podcast moment. During the radio class.
And that goes for any other communication majors. Join campus.
FMS.
Join campus media.
Yeah,
this is unrelated to the podcast, but join campus media. Because if you're a comm major and you're not doing it,
great experience.
It gives you experience and jobs. That's what they look for. I'm telling you, I've heard people say we don't take interns who didn't write for their school paper. Like, I've heard
yeah,
that.
And, like, radio, anybody can do it. Not even just comm majors. Like, literally
anybody
can walk in anytime and, like, start a show. We have so many open spots this semester. And they teach you how to use the boards. It's really easy. I started this semester. It's a lot of fun.
Maybe we should do a show.
We
should.
We might upgrade equipment because I'm currently using Otter. And it's getting the transcribing very wrong. So, I'm reading it and it's wrong, so I'm gonna have to fix it later.
You can't read your New York accent.
Honestly, that could be it.
That might be.
But on that note, I'm gonna say goodnight for now, and we'll see you guys on the next podcast.
Bye,
guys.